This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. And we want you to listen for just a few seconds to one of the voices accompanying John Mellencamp as he does a 1994 cover version of Wild Night, the hugely popular 1971 Van Morrison song. And you comb your hair, grab your coat and hat,
and you walk the streets trying to remember. That singer accompanying Mellencamp is Michelle Andeggiocello. She's a music industry veteran, well known for her collaborations and her covers, but now she has a new solo album with an emphasis on lyrics and, of course, her signature bass.
Michelle Andeggiocello will be performing at the Sinclair in Cambridge tomorrow night, and I spoke to her from New York earlier this week. You have a new album out, but I want to ask you about a very old song for starters.
Okay.
And this is, I think you probably know what I'm going to say. This is If That's Your Boyfriend. So let's hear a little bit of that. You say that's your boyfriend, you say I'm out of line. Funny, he said I could call him up anytime. You could call me wrong, say that I ain't right. But if that's your boyfriend, he wasn't last night. I'm the kind of woman, I'll do almost anything to get what I want. I might play any little game. Call me what you like, but you know it's true. You're just jealous. Now that's from 1993, right? It's more than 20 years old at this point. And you've said it still is one of your fan favorites, which seems like it kind of drives you crazy. So do you find yourself kind of groaning when people say, play that one, play that one?
Well, it's not that I'm disconnected from it. I'm just such a different musician and different person. Like, I don't think I wrote a classic. Like, when you put on Ballads by John Lennon or Paul McCartney, they're classic. You can play them forever. I just don't think I wrote those kind of songs. So they don't fare well when you try to recreate that sound or that moment. So that's what's hard for me. But, yeah, there's just certain music I can't do it sincerely. I sound like a karaoke band of myself. I sound like I'm a cover band of myself. It's just something about it that's so one or two steps removed that it's insincere.
Michelle, you write a lot of original music, and there are many new songs on your new album. But there's also a cover on your new album.
Yeah.
It's Friends, and let's listen to the original Friends, which is Houdini. This goes back to, 1984? Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, ones we can depend on. Friends. This warps me right back to the 1980s. I mean, the minute you hear that sound, you sense what decade you're in.
Yeah, such a good beat, though.
It is. Friends is a word we use every day. Most of the time we use it in the wrong way. Now you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friends. Now you've taken this song and you've kind of reimagined it, you've redone it, and this is your take. Friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Once we can't depend on friends. Before we go any further, let's be friends. Now, I really love it. Is. Now, I really love that. And I actually listened to yours first, and I kept thinking, wait, I don't know what this 1980s Houdini Friends song is. And then when I went back and listened, I thought, of course I know that song. But you've changed it in the most interesting way, and I think you've made it a lot more kind of musically complicated.
I've taken parts that exist within the original track, sort of done an alternate feel of the beat. Say you and your girlfriend were so tired. She even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared mostly everything you own. She shook your hand, stole your man. It was done so swift, it had to be a plan. I find myself just trying to realize, like, there's a lot of really good early hip-hop music that has been forgotten, that it needs to be reevaluated in a way that you could see the complexity of those tunes, the craft in the songwriting. And so I just wanted to somehow filter that song through me and show all the other intricacies that you may not have noticed. And also the lyrics just fascinate me in this day and time.
Absolutely. I was listening closely to the lyrics because I've heard you talk about your fascination. And there's one line that says, friends is a word used every day, but most of the time in the wrong way. Friends is a word used every day, but most of the time in the wrong way. And I think anybody can understand that in this day and age.
Yeah, It's a, you know, now it's a verb as well.
Friending, exactly.
Yeah. For myself, I'm starting to really realize what friends are. I'm trying to cultivate real friendships, and let go of this idea that it's just friending is a brand. You know, it's not something you don't have your friendships via text or via Twitter or Facebook. I'm trying to really cultivate some human eye-to-eye contact.
And is that additionally hard when you're kind of, when you're someone who's well-known in your industry, that's another layer of why are people befriending me? I mean, does that make it even more complicated? What's the motivation?
I think it used to. Yeah, it used to. Now I don't. Now I live a really, like, no one recognizes me. I don't really party or anything like that. The people I meet I just try to be discerning, share what I can with them, you know?
You know, that reminds me that, you know, you have multiple Grammy nominations. You've worked with so many big-name musicians. I mean, Madonna, just to name one. Mm-hmm. Your music has been in movies. But you're also the kind of musician who I think many people have probably heard you sing and heard your music and heard you play bass in other songs and maybe didn't realize it was you. And did you see this documentary, 20 Feet from Stardom?
Oh yeah, that's my next goal, to figure out how to get Lisa Fisher to let me produce her.
Oh, is that right?
Oh yeah, might as well tell everybody. Yeah.
That movie makes me think of you a little, because it talked about how sometimes you have these backup singers who are equally as talented as the person out front, but maybe either they haven't quite made it there or they just aren't interested in being there. And I wonder if for you, you've had that similar experience where people may not have realized, for example, you're the voice, you're the female voice on that Mellencamp song. I mean, do you have that experience of sort of the, you know, one of the best musicians who you maybe have never heard of?
Well, I feel that way about the guitar player I play with. His name is Chris Bruce. And once I went online, I was just playing around and looked at every recording he was ever on, I realized that if it was a great record, he was on it. Like the Seal record, the very first Seal record, is one of my all-time great inspirations, and he's on that record. And I used to be the kind of kid that would purchase an album and read all the credits. Like, I love those Michael Jackson records because they have, like, Louis Johnson playing bass, and no one knows, you know, people know the brothers Johnson, but they don't know that most of that on Off the Wall, the bass player on there is Louis Johnson. To me, they're not unsung. They're just the, I think they're people who have gentle spirits, and their egos are about helping the artists bring their grand ideas to fruition. And I've always been that kind of person. I mean, I think that's why I'm a bass player, not a guitar player. It's nice to be able to not be the focus, but help bring the vision into clarity.
The first single off the album, Conviction, it was described as a fiercely intelligent and touching song about watching your friend make the same mistake over and over to the point where you need to disconnect. Here's part of that song. Michelle, you collaborate a lot, and I get the impression from having read about you that you like the part of writing where you're kind of on your own on your laptop or in a notebook, but then you seem to really delight when it comes to working with other people to make that song come alive.
Some mediums are very lonesome. The reason I like music is you can have five people, and they're all focused on this one idea, the song, and beautiful things come out of it.
Michelle and DeGhiaccello will be performing at the Sinclair in Cambridge on Saturday night. You can find details on our website, radioboston.org. Michelle, thanks so much.
Oh, yeah, it'd be good to be in Cambridge. It's my city in law.
Have fun this weekend.
Thank you.